Prime Minister.
The Labor Party
stepped over the line.
There'll be silence.
Federal Politics with Dennis Shanahan.
On Radio 2UE.
Well, as you know, Parliament is not sitting at the moment in recess for the winter break, when many of our politicians head overseas for study tours to warmer climes.
Hey, didn't we get rid of the study tours at some point?
I'm sure they can still find a way to go to a warmer clime after Canberra. I'd say that they'd be heading somewhere a little more pleasant. Maybe they've gone to Greece. But joining us, there's still plenty of things to talk about. Dennis Shanahan, who talks to George and Paul this time every week. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
The political editor of The Australian, of course. Do you think many of our politicians have headed to Greece for a little warmth?
I don't know about Greece, but I know that Warren Entsch, who is one of the co-sponsors for the same-sex marriage motion, was actually caught out a bit when the fact that the motion had been co-sponsored by him and signed and finalised leaked out this week because he was in Vietnam, so it's a bit warmer there than it is in Canberra. Although being a North Queenslander, he probably was just going to a similar temperature. But yeah, there's a few people overseas, and the Prime Minister himself, of course, started the or ended the parliamentary session with a quick trip to Singapore, which in itself was pretty interesting.
And, of course, the issue of gay marriage and the conscience vote was still bubbling away, even though Parliament was not sitting. Of course, Erica Betts coming out full throttle during the week, Dennis.
Yes, indeed. Look, the situation is that previously Warren Entsch had signalled that he was going to co-sponsor, that is, on a bipartisanship position with the Labor Party, a motion, a private member's bill, which would allow the motion to be put to the Parliament, and some thought would open the way for a full debate and possibly a vote. But what's happened is, in the previous sitting, Bill Shorten, of course, put up his own private member's bill. Mm-hmm. That was seen as being pretty much a political expediency, where he was trying to deflect attention. He's also got his own problems that later this month the ALP National Conference is trying to impose a binding vote on Labor MPs to make them vote for same-sex marriage, whether they agree with it or not.
Was it also on the back of what happened in the US last weekend?
Well, yes. Well, that It followed that, but there's a grave suspicion around that it was actually a distraction designed to cause problems within the coalition, which it certainly did. And Erica Betts came out, and Christopher Pyne came out and said, look, Eric should, you know, just calm down. And it was designed...
Warren should calm down.
No, Eric Betts should calm
down.
Oh,
okay.
Because once Warren was overseas...
Yep.
It was the Labor Party who came out and went very hard on the issue. It certainly helped Bill Shorten, who was in a bit of a problem because Bill had had a couple of gaffes this week. Of course, he faces the Royal Commission next week. Mm. So he was under a bit of pressure. The fact that the same-sex marriage co-sponsorship was suddenly leaked to the media helped him politically. There's no doubt about that.
Dennis, you've got a good nose for these things, with what actually people on the street are thinking, what voters are thinking about these things. We've spent a lot of time over the past couple of months in the media debating this issue. Now, my Facebook feed, for instance, last weekend...
was multicoloured.
Everybody changed their profile to the rainbow thing. Now, I'm a supporter of gay marriage because my view is what right does the state have to tell other people what they can and can't do with their lives if they don't affect others? But do you think the actual everyday Australian is as obsessed with this issue as the political world is?
No, I don't. And I think that it's a legitimate argument to have. It's a debate.
Absolutely.
A lot of people feel deeply about. But is it one of the priorities that people want the politicians to be dealing with? No, it's not. Yesterday, there was a poll in Hobart where people were asked, in Tasmania actually, people were asked, you know, what do you think are the top priority issues. And in the seat of Bass, the question of same-sex marriage was got 2% support as the most important issue. And this is what Tony Abbott's been saying. Look, it's an important issue. Everyone has to treat everyone with respect. But look, it is it's just not one of our top priorities. Yesterday, Andrew Robb, who was having a go at Erica Betts, saying, look, you know, don't start this sort of invective and you know, calling people out. Mm. But he said, look, it's a 2020 order issue. It's not that people aren't you know, treating it with respect and so forth. It is that the electorate and the backbenchers, many of the backbenchers, do not want this issue to be brought to the forward. There is overwhelming opposition to same-sex marriage within the Liberal backbench, and that's why so much pressure is being put on Tony Abbott to create a free vote in the Liberal Party room, because that will help the cause if people are freed up and ministers can cross the floor, because of a large number of ministers who support it, but not so many backbenchers. And so it's a very complicated internal political issue, but as far as the public is concerned, it is still not one of the major priorities, and the major priority remains for them security, personal security, fear of terrorism, national security. That is now overwhelmingly, in all the polls, the top issue that people want the government to deal with.
And there's a part of me that wishes that we were so passionate about domestic violence as a major issue as well, you know, because there is no doubt that that affects people. It affects their own security. It affects their children. You know, it is just such a major problem in this country.
Maybe, Susie, it's a much tougher issue to actually address. Gay marriage, we can have a vote in Parliament. We can't really have a vote in Parliament to ban domestic violence.
No, but you can do something too.
Well, you see, this year, the nomination of Rosie Batty was as the Australian of the Year was an attempt to get domestic violence into the public eye. You see, this is it's another question here you make, you know, that, oh, look, you know, domestic violence. Yes, domestic violence is important. The government is spending. It is bipartisan approach to domestic violence. There's no issue between the Labor Party and the Liberal Party on this. The Prime Minister has been backing efforts to stop domestic violence. As I say, Rosie Batty was one of the key points in trying to do this. But is the media as concerned with domestic violence as it is with same-sex marriage?
Appear to be. They don't.
And you see, this is where you have to sort of, and you put the question to me earlier, is the public basically as interested in this as the media suggests? And the media could very well be, you know, interested in domestic violence, which is a far more, you know, literally life-threatening issue, and yet it's not. And so this is where you get where the daily political debate tends to dominate the media cycle. And this is why I say part of the reason that the same-sex marriage motion got so much coverage this week was that it was a political diversion. It had a political motivation, and it doesn't help. This week's debate hasn't helped. The premature, as Warren Entsch, who is the co-sponsor, he is the Liberal Party leading light on trying to get same-sex marriage up in Parliament, and he has come out and said, look, it's premature, a premature debate is going to damage this. And this is what we've actually seen this week, and I've said in The Australian today that I think that the debate this week has been politically motivated, and is damaging the long-term efforts to try and get a vote in the Parliament. Mm.